reminder to the media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Coach Ambrose. Good
afternoon, Rob.
Congratulations to you guys. 2-0 start after a 42-3 victory over North Carolina Central last Saturday. What impressed you with the way your team played?
I think we went out and handled business in a kind of business-like manner, that we had a job to do. We went out with the right attitude and got that done. I thought we played better on defense, and it was nice to actually play football, you know, instead of trying to play 60 minutes in a phone booth beating each other up at was a Citadel. So it was good to actually defend the spread a little bit and cover some guys, make some plays on the ball, and I feel good about the forward movement of the defense.
Before we go back on the field, a crowd of better than 8,300, your biggest since, I believe, 2014. What was the atmosphere like?
It was awesome. There's no other word for it. It was awesome. I turned around and we had a couple hundred freshmen lead the football team out on the field pregame, and they all ran back up in the stands when they were done to fill the I don't know how many thousands of students we had. That was all in gold, all loud, all having a good time. It's what you want your college community and your campus to be like.
Got a couple media questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Go ahead, Larry.
Hello?
Yeah. Can we open Larry's line, please?
One moment.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, just looking ahead to Saturday. Obviously, you're usually big games are middle, later in the season. This is a huge game early in the season. Your thoughts on Maine and coming up and playing on Saturday night?
I think that they are extremely talented. They've taken a very, very good defense from last year and somehow found a way to make it better. They've taken a very good offense, found a way to make it explosively better. They got veteran skill in offense, and they got an incredible veteran reloaded defense. It's one of the best football teams I've seen on film in a long time.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Your next question is from the line of David Driver with the Washington Times.
Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Morning, David.
Sort of comment on the career Shane, your redshirt senior wideout, has had. You know, community college guy, played Division II, you know, makes all CA last year. Just sort of speak to the career he's had for Talbot.
Well, I think it's a testament to how much he loves the game, and that it's a good lesson for kids who grow up, who maybe when they left high school, academically and socially, just weren't ready yet. They weren't ready to be at this level, and they had to grow through that. And if I could use one word to describe him, it would be grow. And that's all he's done since the first day I've seen him. He's gotten better at every single thing that he's done, and he works to be the best he can be at damn near everything. And somebody that does that is pretty much going to be successful for the rest of their life, and we're lucky to have him.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Rob, we usually start talking about your offense today. I'll start talking about the defense, and obviously you hold North Carolina Central to just 3 points. Keontae, a linebacker who we used to see and make a ton of tackles, has a 38-yard pick six and also breaks up three other passes. Just talk about his performance Saturday.
Honestly, he came out of the box and led the entire defense. His first quarter is one of the best first quarters I've seen. At least three pass breakups. I don't know how those stats things work. And like I said, Keon Pay is the only Sam linebacker I know of in this league who's ever returned a kickoff for a touchdown. So when he picked the ball off, they were yelling for the offense to get back on the field, and I wasn't worried about that. I mean, Keon's going to score. That's all there is to it. You guys asked me this before the season about the linebacker core and everything. This is Keon's year. This really should be Keon's year, and he's playing like that. He's the first guy to practice. He's the hardest working guy. He talks all the time. He gives Robert Haywood a run for his money for how much he knows about the defense. I couldn't say more good things about Keon Pay right now. He's on top of his game.
Obviously, your defense, as you just touched on with Larry, faces a big challenge in that main offense. You've seen Chris Ferguson now for a few years. How have you seen him grow and improve?
I think the maturity shows in his experience that he's clearly got talent. He can spin it. He can put the ball where it needs to be. And he's got a talented group of guys to get it to. But now you're seeing an anticipation in his footwork and throws that only comes with experience, and he has a lot of it. So he's going to be a threat for everybody to deal with, and we just have to deal with him early in the year.
Switching sides of the ball, another big game for Tom Flacco, 220 yards and three touchdowns, but maybe the number that jumped out at me is the fact that he hit 10 different receivers. He touched a little bit on the depth of that core, but how much does it help when he's able to spread the ball around to so many guys?
Well, I think, you know, it's a testament to his knowledge of the offense and, you know, what defenses are trying to do to us. But the fact that we just have a big corral of guys that can play, that they're all trustworthy, they all know where to go, and they all have a great skill set. So it's great options for a quarterback like him. Mine's pretty much is like his stats aren't gaudy, but hell, we barely run 110 plays in two football games. And he's highly efficient with the ball, putting up a great amount of numbers, both points and completions, with a small amount of reps. You know, we haven't thrown it over 30 times yet. So the best is yet to come. These guys are building toward it, and I like the way he's growing.
You talked about the main black hole defense and the challenges that they present year in and year out. Last year in that game, you were able to get 28. What's the biggest challenge when you face them, and what were you able to do a year ago that you might be able to build on?
I think we made some plays in space. I think one of the challenges, they know their defense extremely well. They're very skilled, they're very strong, they all run the ball very well, but they play complete as 11, probably better than I've seen most teams do in a long time. And there's a confidence that goes along with that, that they understand not just what they're doing, but what their teammates are doing. And because they trust in that, they play really, really hard, really, really fast, really, really consistently. So we got to find a way to be smart. We got to find a way to cut our mistakes down and be efficient with the ball. And we got to find a way to make plays when the opportunities arise.
Have another media question, Key, if you'll get that for us, Basha.
Your question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Yeah, Rob, just a two-part question. First of all, how is the health of your team, number one, and number two? You touched on it just a minute ago. What are specifics you're going to need to do to have success up here on Saturday?
The health of our team is what it is. It's never as good as it could be, but it's never as bad as it could be. So I've already lost a couple guys with some injuries, but next man up mentality. And then as far as, you know, how we're going to have to defend them. You know, they're extremely dynamic offensively, and we got to stop them from making big plays. That's the thing that killed us last year. We could play them pretty well for a while, but we gave up big plays, and they hurt. They didn't hurt a little bit. They hurt a lot. So if we can stop that and stop giving up big plays for points and then do what we do offensively, be smart with the football, put the hands in the balls of the guys that can actually make plays, and kind of limit our mistakes.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Rob, before I let you go, obviously not only is this a big game in the CAA, but it's a big game nationally. Two teams ranked in the top 10 in FCS. Are your guys excited about the challenge of opening CAA play with such a big game like this?
They kind of are. They're chomping at the bit a little bit. They remember losing at home, and it's, you know, against a really quality ball club that ended up winning the conference title last year. And now we got to travel a long, long, long way from home and to play a really, really great football team. So it's not lost on them. But to be honest, you just look at our schedule for last year, it doesn't really matter. Line them up week after week. They're great opponents, and that's what you want. You want to play the best, and we're about to go play them. So this is going to be a fun weekend for football for everybody.
All right, safe travels to Orno. Thanks for taking time with us today, and we'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you.